In times of need, we band together to support our neighbors. Ralco Radio, Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. Helping starts here. CJME.com.
Thursday morning, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Of course, as you've been hearing, you can donate right now to the Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. You can donate until 6 tonight to those most affected by these devastating wildfires up north. We're sharing people's stories today. I encourage everyone to donate at redcross.ca/SK Day of Caring. You can also head to CJME.com and click on the Day of Caring banner. We're joined on the line this morning by Mayor Chad Bushinsky. Good morning, Mayor. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning.
And on this Day of Caring, Mayor, I'm hoping you can update us on how many wildfire evacuees are in this city right now, to your knowledge.
Yeah, the number has been fluctuating. I think the last I heard, we were around 1,200 people. I do know that we've been able to move folks, make sure they're not in those congregated settings. I believe everybody now has been moved to more hotel space that is still remaining in the city. And I know we're just trying to get updates on transportation to actually get some of those folks back home as some of those restrictions and evacuation orders have been lifted. So we're not out of the woods by any means yet, but hopefully we see some positive news on the horizon here.
What's your message to evacuees in, you know, for them, a new city, a new home?
Yeah, what I would say is, you know, Regina, we're here to help. You know we have some of the most amazing people that always step up to help folks in need, and this is no different. So, you know, we're here to help as a city and as a community, and we'll make sure that we can do everything we can. And, you know, the Day of Caring is just another example of how our community comes together to do just that.
Mayor Chad Bushinsky on the line with me this morning. City Council Mayor just met yesterday. You chatted about the permanent emergency shelter again on Halifax Street at the old Eagles Club. What new decision is made there?
Yeah, so we did discuss that executive committee, and then we passed the motion at council yesterday. So what we ultimately ended up, I would say the highlight there was we listened to the delegations that came forward, the businesses closest in that area, and there was a reallocation of funds from a paving that was talked about previously, and moving that into more of like a contingency fund or a dedicated fund, you know, kind of a just in case. In case something happens, we have some criteria where the businesses in that area would have access to that to, you know, in case there was any challenges or things like that we'd have to address.
Is there a plan to have more security in that area, or at least funds directed specifically to that? I think I know a lot of businesses had expressed some concern around safety in that area.
Yeah, so that's part of what we had discussed in terms of this fund. So in terms of, you know, they talked a lot about you know, cameras and fences and things. So those are the eligibility things that we're going to work out, and administration will work out that. But really, a lot of the focus is around keeping the area clean, you know, keeping it, you know, well-conditioned, well-lit for everybody in there, for the safety of everybody, the folks at the shelter included. You know, those are members of our community as well. So we want to look after the businesses, the business owners, the patrons, the shelter community. So we really just want to make it a welcoming and safe space for everybody.
Remind us, Mayor, when that is set to open, that new shelter.
The plan is still on track to open in July.
There's also a desire to change who can speak to council in the form of delegations, delegates. Now, did this come out of the recent meeting you had over fluoride in the water?
So this was brought forward from Councillor Turnbull, and I won't speak for her exactly where that came from, but I know over the history of council, you know, there has been delegates that have, you know, called in from maybe out of province, out of country even. And so I think there is some thinking around, you know, what's the best way to be effective through meetings. And I believe that was more of the context around it. So, yeah, ultimately, a lot of that was referred back to ensure that we are, having a proper democratic process and procedural fairness in terms of who can speak. So not really any concrete decision made there yesterday. We actually referred back because we wanted to make sure we were being fair and transparent in terms of the process that we follow.
Finally, Mayor, can the Edmonton Oilers rebound tonight after that ugly Game 3 loss?
Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, we're gonna rebound tonight, and we're gonna bring it back tied 2-2 back to Edmonton.
So you are calling for the Oilers to win then. That's solidified. You're cementing it.
I'm willing it. So yes.
Well, I always appreciate your time, Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Six 54, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan, and today we're bringing you the stories of wildfire evacuees, among others, those forced out of their homes because of wildfires burning up north. Just one of the evacuees that we're hearing from this morning.
My brain has been spinning like a top.
Yeah, Moira Davis, an evacuee from Creighton. She's been out of her home now for the last, more than 2 weeks, as she told me on our phone conversation. And she's gone from hotel to hotel. Now she's in Saskatoon staying with family. Joined now in the newsroom by Andrew Shepherd. And I can't imagine the life that a lot of these individuals have had to live over the last 2 weeks, trying to, in a moment's notice, pack up your entire life in probably a couple bags and then hit the road, not really knowing where your next home will be.
Yeah. And she told you that, her husband's wearing her son's clothing now because whether they didn't grab enough.
They're running out of clothes.
Things you forget about and you're running out and you're waiting for the financial aid to come through. I've never had to do it, and I couldn't imagine. If you stop and think right now, okay, think about your home. You got half an hour to leave. What do you grab?
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Right. And a lot of people are grabbing, obviously some of the essentials, but also some of the things that can't be replaced. A lot of, pictures and, maybe like craft projects. I know that's what Moira had said. There's something that was sentimental to her related to her daughter.
Things you can't replace.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't, some people might not think of that, and maybe in a moment you can. Some people might forget when they're already on the road 3 hours away, stuck in traffic behind the whole, truckload of other people. In some cases, people are on buses. They can't take their pets because they're not allowed. So, it's all part of, our day of caring today to bring you those stories and to try to help those individuals most affected by wildfires. And you can find a link at cjme.com right now to donate to the Red Cross. Andrew Shepherd is in with me. Whether you were a Beach Boy fan or not, I think that one kind of really hit home for a lot of people yesterday with, of course, one of the driving forces that just passed away for the Beach Boys.
Yeah, the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, passed away. Lots of tributes coming in. I was never like really big into the Beach Boys, but everyone's
their songs.
Songs. They're such happy summer. Like, we're just entering summer and they're such, they're just the best, upbeat and fun songs. A lot of tributes coming in from people like Elton John and all the top stars.
Hetfield from Metallica.
Even like Metallica. And I was thinking Metallica was into Beach Boys. It kind of seems weird, but they all are saying, if you have a musical bone in your body, you owe something to Brian Wilson, one of the best songwriters out there.
82 years old. And quickly, and I know you'll have more on this coming up in just a couple of minutes, but we're following this morning tragedy in India.
Yeah, this is not good. It's a Dreamliner, a 787, went down shortly after takeoff in India. It was heading to London. 240 people on board, one Canadian. It crashed into a doctor's hostel, which where doctors stay for local medical facility there. And the local police commissioner, if you've seen the video of the giant fireball that goes up the smoke, the images on the ground, it does not look good. There's some bad images coming out of there. The police commissioner says there's no sign of any survivors. They don't believe anyone survived. There's reports of bodies being taken out. Yeah. They might be from in the building. But as far as on the plane, it does not look like anyone survived.
Thank you, Andrew Shepherd. And Andrew will be back in just a couple of minutes. The 7 o'clock news. I've been loved and ridiculed.
daycare centers and night schools handle me with care.
7:14 on your Thursday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Today, Saskatchewan is doing what Saskatchewan does best, and that is pull together. It's what we do here. Right now, until 6 this evening, it is the Rocco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. You can donate right now at redcross.ca/SK Day of Caring. As well, cjme.com, you can find a link to where you can donate. We know that thousands have been impacted, many people out of their homes. So many people, firefighters here from other provinces, other countries, helping battle these raging wildfires. And this morning on the line, we have Air Ronge Mayor Julie Baschuk joining us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Give us an update. Are those living in Air Ronge able to go home today? I know those in the La Ronge area are able to go home. What about your community?
Absolutely. We are ready and we are waiting and we're excited to see our community members come back home.
There's got to be a sense of relief for you, but I can imagine that you're still probably stressed out still.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, today is filled with a vast majority of different feelings. I mean, those of relief, those of excitement, those of sadness and sorrow for, you know, our surrounding neighboring communities that have experienced devastating loss. And we know people are coming back to the community, but some people are coming back to no home. And that's a really tough thing to swallow and to process, that while today should be a day of, you know, positive energy and excitement, there is a lot of loss. And there's going to be a lot of sadness as people enter into the region again today.
Yeah, the uncertainty is certainly there. This has been a trying time for people. They're out of their homes, and in a lot of cases, you'd automatically think that if you're out of your home, well, you just stay in a hotel or you stay with a family member. But we're hearing stories where, in some cases, that hasn't been the case at all.
No, and I mean, we are continuing to see that as of now. People are still being given the runaround. There is still unclarity as to what and where and who and how that's all going to roll out. And I mean, there's nothing normal about crisis situations. When emergencies strike, normal goes out the window. But there should be that guarantee that the minute people are displaced and they're mandated to leave their community, that we know that the provincial government and those lead agencies such as the SPSA and the Red Cross are waiting and ready and are going to meet the needs of our people. And we saw that back in 2015. This is nothing new. That process 10 years ago ran a lot smoother for those evacuees than what we're seeing today. And it's really unfortunate.
Air Ronge Mayor Julie Baschuk joining me on the line this morning. So, Mayor, what's the solution to your concerns?
I mean, we're 11 days into this. There's really no going back. But what we do ask is that our provincial government do a very big internal review and, you know, ask themselves those hard questions of what went wrong and how do we guarantee that the next time disaster strikes, not only in our community, this is for our province, this is for other provinces, that we can do better. Our people deserve better. And we don't want to see this repeat again.
Where have you been during this time? Have you still been in the community or did you have to pack up your life and go somewhere else?
No, I have remained in the community. I mean, this is our community and we are here to the bitter end. And, you know, we're working with all those essential people and the lead agencies that are providing us the information and, you know, the recommendations to which they're seeing through the SPSA on the conditions of that wildfire and the constant moving pieces of what that looks like. But I've been here since day one, and I don't intend to go anywhere until I know we're out of this.
And how does Air Ronge look to you this morning? Can you see destruction? Have you seen destruction? Is the sky smoky? Give us a sense of what your community looks like right now.
Yeah, so I mean, the community of Air Ronge itself, we have been so fortunate that we have not seen any human loss and no structural loss. I can't say that about our neighboring communities, you know, that are directly adjacent to us, but for our Air Ronge residents, you're relatively coming home to what you remember as home. You know, you're going to be driving through some really, really difficult areas that are going to be tough to see. I mean, there's been a lot of loss around the forest, and it just, it looks different when you're going to be re-entering the community. The skies, I see blue sky, there's no smoke in the air, there's positive energy, there's excitement, and everybody's just ready to say welcome home.
Well, that is certainly good news for you and your community. I appreciate you joining us, Mayor, during this trying time.
No, I appreciate you allowing us to have a voice for the people that matter.
Mayor Ronge, Mayor Julie Baschuk, this morning for us on this Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. And these are some of the stories that we are bringing you. Where your money will go to help those most affected. And again, you can donate right now at redcross.ca/SK Day of Caring. Head to cjme.com. We have a link up to the Red Cross for you as well.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
7:25, joined now by Evan Bray. And you and I were both at the Beach Boys concert when they were here at the Brand Center not long ago. Obviously, Brian Wilson, not part of the touring group now. He just passed away at the age of 82. But whether he is currently a part of the Beach Boys as, you know, they are in their current form, I mean, he's going to live on. His memory, his music will live on forever.
100%. I mean, he has had a profound impact on the music industry. We know, in fact, Mike Love was on my show just before those concerts, who was is a cousin to Brian Wilson. And he talked about the impact that Brian Wilson had when it came to the production, the sound, the mixing of everything, like the package that you learned to love as the Beach Boys, including that great song there that we just heard. Was really the mastermind behind Brian Wilson. And he's the guy that I would say many people, and we were hearing this morning, Elton John, Paul McCartney, all of these people expressing condolences, saying they were influenced by the great Brian Wilson.
Evan Bray in with me this morning. The Oilers, they played tonight in game four. You know, I'm thinking I would be shocked if they did not come out and win this game. I think they're going to play with a certain sense of urgency after that blowout loss 6-1 in game three to Florida. I almost think there's no way that Edmonton can lose.
Well, and I'd like to think that, and I'm gonna go with you on that, Kevin. I hope so too. We just need to see discipline, right? Discipline from them. And I'm going to say this again, regardless of the reffing, because some people are still saying, well, the reffing in that game is what set them off. Well, If you're performing at that professional level, you need to be able to push past that, and that game just got away from them. So let's hope it's a springboard for them, and we see a win tonight, even the series up. Then it's a best of three.
Of course, we are talking a lot today about Ralco Radio, Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief, and I know on your show today, I mean, it's wall to wall interviews and those affected, those making the decisions. You have all kinds of guests on.
Right. We're going to start the show with the Minister of Public Safety, Tim McLeod, is going to join us just after 8:30. He, of course, has been kind of at the center of this, working with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. And so there's so many moving parts to this. I think there's been a lot of successes, and I think there's been some gaps that have been identified, and I know they're working on that. I'll talk with the minister about that. But, Kevin, outside of that, I'm telling you, we've got evacuees, we've got firefighters, we've got people that are working to try and help pets that are involved and affected by these wildfires. We have got Premier Mo is going to stop by. I've got the mayors from both Saskatoon and Regina on the show today. So not only do we have all different perspectives of this, but this truly is the opportunity for you and I and everyone in this province who is sitting here going, what can I do? It's easy. $5, $10, $100. And knowing that not only is it matched by the federal government, but Nutrien is also matching it up to $100,000. We have the ability to transform this province when it comes to helping these evacuees in these communities today. It's big.
Saskatchewan always pulls together when it comes to something like this. Evan Bray is back just after the 8:30 news.